What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Legion. This is episode 226 of Strong the Iron Will Way, official podcast of the Iron Legion Strength Company. So I reached out to the gram yesterday to try to get some ideas for the podcast today. One of the challenges with doing this stuff for a long time is you kind of forget what the questions are out there because I've been doing it for so long and thinking about it for so long. And I have my own questions, but I'm not always sure if my own questions are the same as somebody who might just be starting out or somebody who's not as immersed in it as I am. So the feedback was helpful, guys. Thank you. I know a lot of times the podcast ranges from workout stuff to mindset stuff, and the questions were a little bit of both, so that was cool. So I'm going to keep today's more towards the physical workout type stuff. That was most of the questions. And I think I can wrap a lot of them up into one pretty short podcast because they were of a similar theme, which tells me that there's some questions and confusion about this area. So I'll do the best I can to cover it. So some of the questions were the difference between, you know, working out in your 20s versus working out over 40. As many of you guys may or may not know, I'm turning 50 this summer, so I'm pretty familiar with working out over 40. So we'll hit that. Recovery was a question. Burnout, how to handle burnout was a question. Question about deloads. So it sounds to me by those questions right there that there's some concern about being burnt out. Am I training properly for somebody who's over 40? How do I avoid being burnt out? What's the deal with deloads, and how do I increase recovery? So the important thing to understand here, no matter what age, is how the body goes about, like how this exercise strength training thing works. And it's fairly simple, but if you don't understand this, and I didn't understand this in the beginning, and a lot of people don't, it'll lead to a lot of confusion, and more importantly, a lot of you won't make a lot of progress if you don't understand this process. So the process works through stimulation and then adaptation, basically, right? So what that means is this organism, the human body, is designed to kind of evolve and adapt to the conditions that it's faced. Okay, so think of evolution over thousands of years happening in days, weeks, months, years, on a mini cycle. So when we subject the body to a stressor, in our case, it will be a physical demand. The body responds by adapting to that demand to become better prepared to handle that demand next time. So if we use a callus on your hand as an example, this is a pretty good analogy. So imagine I've got, you know, fresh baby hands, never done any physical labor. I go out there and I start chopping wood for 3 hours. I'm going to come in, my hands are going to be pretty torn up possibly, right? So there's my stimulus, okay? I'm going to have worn out my skin to the point where it's almost tearing. My body will then, let's imagine I actually do tear it, or at least it's a, why can't I think of what a callus is before it's callus? Whatever, a little boo-boo on my hand, if you will. So I do that on Monday, right? So for Tuesday, Wednesday, I actually can't even go out and chop wood because my hand's torn up and it actually hurts. About, let's say, Wednesday or Thursday, my body starts to repair and recover. So I start laying some new skin down over the injury, and it becomes a callus. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever, I'm starting to lay down this thicker area of skin to protect that area. So my body hasn't just recovered to the point where it was before the damage. It's actually recovered to before the state that it was before the damage, plus, you know, 5%. So it's going to lay down a little extra skin there, anticipating that this might happen again. If I wait the appropriate amount of time, well, the callus is fully formed, and then I go out there and start chopping wood again, I'm going to start breaking into that callus a little bit. And then when I stop, the callus will rebuild a little bit stronger, and I'll have a bigger, stronger callus a few days later, right? So that's kind of muscle building, essentially, how it works. So we go to the gym, we stimulate the muscles to grow by using weights that are of a sufficient challenge or intensity to make the body respond. So basically, you're breaking down the muscle tissue, just like you're breaking down the skin when you're doing that. If we stick with that analogy, when you weight train, you're breaking down the muscles to a certain degree. So after that, you have your muscles are broken down for a few days as your body starts to repair, hence the need for protein, which is involved in the recovery, and amino acids that are the proteins made up of are involved in the recovery of the muscles. So are carbohydrates and all kinds of nutrients, but you need proper nutrients to rebuild the muscles. You need rest to rebuild the muscle. And then you have this kind of super compensation window where the muscles are rebuilding and compensating stronger than before. Now let's look at a couple options, right? So let's say we go in and we hit a hard, we do a hard squat workout on Monday. We're breaking down, damaging to some degree, all of the muscles involved in squatting. So Tuesday, Wednesday, those muscles are still damaged to some degree. And these numbers, by the way, will vary by the individual. So again, if it's a person who's 50 years old versus 18 years old, if it's a male or female, mostly primarily due to hormone levels, if it's somebody using anabolic steroids or any kind of supplements to recover or not, somebody who's just genetically predetermined to have good muscle mass and recovery versus somebody who's not. All kinds of variables. How hard did we hit the squats, and what type of training did we do? You know, some type of training causes more muscle damage than others. So the recovery period might be 2 days, it might be 6 days. So during that period, the body's broken down. We really shouldn't train that muscle very hard. If it's used a little bit during another workout, fine, but you wouldn't want to go in and hit legs hard while you're they're in the recovery period. Now, when they hit that 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 days and you're in the super compensation period, now is a good time to train them again because they've recovered to a level that's stronger than before. Now, let's say, for example, we hit that Monday hard workout and then we just don't hit them again. So what happens? After the super compensation period, right? So we got the breakdown period, we have the recovery compensation period, the super compensation period, but then that just fades back into normal levels. So you don't stay super recovered for a long time. So that's why you're not stronger forever after that one workout, right? You're stronger probably, let's call it 5 or 6 days after it for a couple days, and then it starts to, your body senses that maybe it doesn't need this super compensation. Let's just go back to the normal level that we were at before. And if you were previously training consistently and then just stopped, you will obviously go down to a lower level of strength than before. So the magic and the sweet spot of programming and recovery is finding the right balance between stimulus and recovery. So that's going to depend on your training program, number one, and then also your ability to rest and eat and do any kind of recovery techniques that might be. Sleeping is number one for recovery, by the way. Number two would be nutrition. Number three would be, along with nutrition, like supplementation in terms of hitting the basics, meaning, you know, are you eating enough protein, which a lot of people aren't? Are you getting enough vitamins, minerals, salts, electrolytes, things like that, to make sure the machine is running properly, right? Because if you're not, all the rest in the world won't help. Then maybe it's foam rolling, stretching, you know, keeping blood flowing to the muscles to enhance recovery. It could be massage, could be any kind of that stuff. And then so you have your programming that is in, somehow incorporating rest and recovery. So for example, in our programming for our, I'm going to use our kind of small group training as an example, because that's something we have to think about a bunch of different people who we can't really customize the training for from a schedule standpoint. So now when we have several people at a time on a schedule, they're all different ages, sizes, recovery ability, and so forth. We can customize the programming as far as what weight and resistance they're using, and we do that based on their max percentages. So that'll vary from person to person. Not everybody's using 200 pounds for a certain exercise. They're all going to use a weight that's appropriate to their strength level. But the recovery ability will vary, and that's just a challenge when you have several people at once. If I'm training somebody or somebody's training privately or one-on-one, they can, you know, more easily adapt a workout schedule to that person. So anyway, if we go with the groups, since this is kind of a general question anyway, what we try to do in that case is balance a month of heavy training that's basically strength-based, lower reps, higher weights, with a month of lighter weights, higher reps, in order to give the nervous system and the muscles a little bit of recovery. Now, again, no training program is perfect. Every time you're going to create a program, you have to factor in all the plus and minuses of what you're doing and see who it's going to benefit the most, what would be the challenges to it, and so forth. So for our situation, that works well. It allows people to continue training. Even if they miss a week or two here and there, they can still be sure to get in their strength, get in their hypertrophy, their muscle building, and it automatically builds in some nervous system rest. And quite frankly, a lot of people end up, you know, people who aren't professional, super committed athletes end up missing a week here or there. And that kind of provides them, a little bit of a poor man's deload, if you will. So what's a deload, right? People who are on a more advanced powerlifting program particularly will wonder about the word deload. So deload is a planned unloading of the, so basically it's a lighter workout built in at a regular interval to allow the body to recover from the constant heavy training of powerlifting. So a popular program that we follow, Greg Panora's program, he builds in a deload week every fifth week. So wherever you are on the program, every 5 weeks, take a week, and we just do like 50% of our training max on the main lifts, and that's it. So you're trying to, in that case, in a powerlifting situation, you're trying to give your nervous system a break. You want to continue to perform the main lift so you don't lose the skill of performing the lift, because that is shown to go down after a week, and it is a skill. But as far as the muscle building part, you want to just give your body a little bit of a break. So if you are finding that you are burnt out or not recovering, there's a good chance that you're not deloading if you're on a powerlifting program. So you got to make sure that that's happening every 5-6 weeks, I'd say. If you're over 40, you really have to make sure that that's happening. If you're burnt out, your body is probably burnt out, so your mind follows that, right? So if your body is getting beat up from following a powerlifting program or a bodybuilding program without proper deloading or recovery built into the programming, and or you're not recovering by doing your homework as far as eating, resting, supplementing, whatever, and you're over 40, so you need it even more, you're going to feel burnout, which is going to feel like, I don't like working out anymore, right? Like, I'm just not into it anymore. I'm not excited to do it. I don't want to do it. That's your body saying, dude, this stuff sucks because my nervous system is fried. So it's unlikely that you have all of a sudden just decided that being strong is not important anymore, or having muscles, or whatever got you started. It's rare that you just change your mind. You'll feel like changing your mind because, like I said, you're burnt out, your nervous system is trying to tell you to cut the shit and take a break. So what I suggest then, and this happens to me quite a bit, because I, in the past, have not been the best at taking deloads. In bodybuilding training, deloading is not talked about as much as it is in powerlifting circles. So I probably didn't do it a lot. We focus in bodybuilding, you focus a lot on recovery, but not a lot on the deload situation. So again, depending on your program, you know, the program that we follow with our guys here is less of a serious powerlifting program. It's more of a hybrid of powerlifting bodybuilding. So again, the deloads are kind of built in. But if you are feeling burnt, you need to make sure you're sleeping more, you're eating more, you're resting and recovering more, and training less, quite frankly. Unless, of course, your burnout is because you've been training like shit and missing a lot of workouts and poorly recovering, so you just feel discouraged, then you got to get your shit together, get in the gym more often, and get some rest and eat properly. So all of these things, guys, I would say, honestly, training over 40, the only difference is you have to pay better attention to all that stuff. The principles of getting stronger and muscle building are still the same. Those things don't change. It just happens a little more slowly and over a little more time. But if you pay attention to all those variables, it's basically the same deal. So look at, if you're feeling burnt and not recovered, take a look at your daily, weekly schedule and be honest. Say, am I missing workouts and being inconsistent and eating like shit? And is that why I feel crappy? Then I need to get my shit together and get on more of a regular program. If you've been hitting all your prescribed workouts and doing what you're supposed to do, but you still feel not good, then you're just not recovering. You're probably overtraining. Back off. Take a recovery week. Try a deload where you just do squat, bench, deadlift, three sets of five at 50% of your training max. Pick one lift and do that Monday, the other Wednesday, other Friday, depending on your program. Or just, if you're not following a powerlifting program, go very, very light and just get blood flow to the gym. Maybe just walk, move around, stretch for a week, and just let your body fully recover. Eat a lot, sleep a lot, and I bet you'll feel better in a week. Okay, guys, see ya.